The first reading is a reading from the book of Genesis. Israel loved Joseph best of all his sons, for he was the child of his old age, and he had made him a long tunic. When his brothers saw that their father loved him best of all his sons, they hated him so much that they would not even greet him. One day, when his brothers had gone to the pasture their father's flocks at Shechem, Israel said to Joseph, "Your brothers, you know, are tending your flocks, our flocks at Shechem. Get ready, and I will send you to them." So Joseph went after his brothers and caught up with them in Dothan. They noticed him from a distance, and before he came up to them, they plotted to kill him. They said to one another, "Here comes that master dreamer. Come on, let us kill him and throw him into one of the cisterns there. We could say that a wild beast devoured him. We shall then see what comes of his dreams." When Reuben heard this, he tried to save him from their hands, saying, "We must not take his life. Instead of shedding blood, he continued, just throw into that cistern here in the desert, but do not kill him outright." His purpose was to rescue him from their hands and return him to his father. So when Joseph came up to them, they stripped him of the long tunic he had on. Then they took him and threw him into the cistern, which was empty and dry. Then they sat down to do their meal. Looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, their camels laden with gum, balm, and resin to take down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What is to be gained by killing our brother and concealing his blood? Rather, let us sell him to these Ishmaelites, instead of doing away with him ourselves. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh." His brothers agreed. They sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. When the Lord called down a famine on the land and ruined the crop that sustained them, he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. They had weighed him down with fetters, and he was bound with chains, till his prediction came to pass, and the word of the Lord proved him true. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. The king sent and released him. The rulers of the people set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to the tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time grew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and the third one they stoned. Again he sent to other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is his heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now what will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and leave his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at proper time." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we hear both in the Old Testament with the story of Joseph and Jesus, how both Joseph was rejected by his brothers and Jesus was rejected by the religious people of his day. Surprise, surprise. And yet both of these became the cornerstone from which everything came. Joseph would be the healing of the Egyptians. He would, and not only the Egyptians, but the Israelites. He saved them, though he was rejected. Jesus the same. He saved everybody, though he was rejected. But the answer, the question always is Jesus the cornerstone of my life? Or is money the cornerstone of my life? Or is power and prestige or another person the cornerstone of my life? Only Jesus gives us the life that lives forever, the life that goes on and on and on. When we build our life on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ, everything else falls into place. So if he's not the cornerstone, what do you got to do to make him the cornerstone? You got to pray every day, never fit him into your life. You build your day around him, and you got to love as he commands. It's that simple. Do it and live forever. Nature, you know, is love today and forever. Amen.